If you're looking to travel to the continent of Africa in business class one day, this video is for you. It's full of free step-by-step tutorials for how to find the best business class flight deals. Also, if you love free resources that let you maximize your points, check out geobreezetravel.com/quiz. There, you'll find a free short quiz that will point you to the best resources depending on whether you're trying to earn more points, redeem points, or something else. And by taking the free quiz, you'll also get access to the free Points 101 course, which is a fantastic resource for anyone getting started with points and miles. Okay, let's jump right in with how to find some of the best business class flights to Africa.
If you want to fly to Africa in business class, the easiest way to find these flights is probably by going through Air France. To find all of the available flights on Air France business class, I would go to seats.aero, click on Explore, and then go to Air France. From here, you would show flights from North America over to Africa. And then you can just search out 60 days if you want the free version of seats.aero, or if you want to search the full year, it costs $10 to try out the pro version. From here, I would click next to the word business class to sort by lowest. Pretty much everything is going to cost 95.5 thousand points per person one way in business class. This is going to connect from the East Coast through Paris into Africa, and you're going to be departing from either JFK or Atlanta. This is going to work best if you want to fly into Accra, Ghana, Nairobi, Kenya, Dakar, Senegal, or Lagos, Nigeria. So let's say that we wanted to fly sometime in March, and we'll try out this flight on March 12th from JFK to Nairobi. What we'll do now is we'll go to airfrance.us, and then we are going to search from JFK over to NBO Airport, leave this date blank, and then let's just search for one passenger for now in business class. Go ahead and click on search flights. And in March, we do see some availability for 95,000 miles. So anywhere that's highlighted in green, you can go ahead and click on one of those dates. And then it'll show JFK over through Paris into Nairobi, Kenya, all in business class for 95,000 miles plus $400 US per person each way in taxes and fees. Let's do another example real quick. Let's say that we wanted to go from Atlanta over to Lagos, and this would be around the end of February. So here on Air France, we would just search for ATL, over to LOS, leave the date blank, search for one adult in business class, and click search flights. Then in February, we see there's only a few dates where it has this sale fare. Say that we wanted to go on the 26th. There would be 6 seats left on this fare from Atlanta through Paris into Nigeria for 95,000 miles plus $400 per person each way. And that is not a bad way to spend 18 and a half hours in business class minus however long this connection in Paris is, which is 4 hours. So 14 and a half hours in business class for 95,000 miles.
Are you enjoying these types of videos? If yes, please let me know. Click that like button, leave a comment, and subscribe to the channel for even more points and miles tips every week. Next up is a tutorial for all the American Airlines people. If you're looking for a way to use your American Airlines miles, consider Morocco or routing through Qatar into lots of different options in Africa.
If you are Team One World instead of Team Sky Team, and you want to search with British Airways and American Airlines and all of those, you're going to have a very easy time getting to Morocco. And that is because if we search for all of the different One World partners, amongst the One World partners is going to be Royal Air Maroc. So on seats.aero, if we search for American Airlines from North America over to Africa in business class, most of the results here for direct flights, if not all of them, are going to be for CMN, which is going to be Casablanca, or it's going to be a connection into RAK, which is going to be Marrakesh Airport. So how we would search for one of these on the American Airlines website. Let's say that in July, it's gonna be hot, but we wanted to fly from Washington, DC over to Casablanca. What we would do is log on to AA.com, and then we would search from IAD over to CMN. Let's say one way for now, redeem with miles, one passenger, and then we're going to use the date that we found on seats.aero, which was July 22. Go ahead and click search. Then here, there is a first class flight for 85,000 points operated by British Airways, so that is not bad at all. But we do see a lot of business class flights as well. Avoid the ones operated by British Airways if you can, because these taxes and fees are ridiculous compared to what you would be paying for a flight operated by Royal Air Maroc instead, where it's only going to be $5.60 in taxes and fees, and the exact same points price of 57.5 thousand points per person one way in business class for 7 hours all the way from Washington, D.C. over to Morocco in this example. Now, one of the downsides of Seats.Aero is they don't always show great connecting options, where if you say, I want to go from North America over to Africa and I'm okay routing through Asia, like flying Q suites into Qatar down to Africa, it's not really going to show you that on Seats.Aero. So if you wanted to fly Q suites, what you would need to do instead is say, I want to fly from North America over to Asia, and then search for anything that routes through Doha. So let's say that you like this one from Miami over to Doha on April 17 for 70,000 miles. And if we hover over, it says QR, which means it should be operated by Qatar Airways. So then we're going to go back to AmericanAirlines.com or AA.com. We are going to confirm that we see that flight from Miami over to Doha on April 17th. Here we do see it's only got one seat left, but there is that flight for 70,000 points plus $7.65 from Miami over to Doha in Qatar Airways. Now, what if we want to connect through Qatar into Africa? Now that you know this flight exists, you can start checking different African cities that you might want to go visit. Qatar connects to a ton of different cities. One way that you can find them easily is to go to flightconnections.com and then click through Doha. So you can see we could connect through into Ethiopia, Ghana, Nigeria, Angola, Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, South Africa. Let's say that we would want to go to Johannesburg, South Africa. What you would want to click on is to make sure that it's operated by Qatar Airways. I think most of these flights are going to be operated by Qatar, but sometimes you'll find something like this where it's also operated by maybe Ethiopian or something else like that. And so if the flights are all operated by Qatar, you're going to have an easier time finding them on a One World Alliance partner like American Airlines. Let's do a search for Johannesburg into that same date. Searching from Miami to Johannesburg on April 17 for one passenger. Go ahead and click search. And here we do see that business class flight from Miami over to Doha, down to Johannesburg, and it only costs 5,000 extra miles. You'll remember that Miami to Doha was 70,000 points. Here it would be 75,000 points to add on this whole other leg, plus a few more dollars in taxes and fees. So if you're able to find this award space, it can be a little bit tricky, where on the calendar, if we filter to business or first class only, that's the only date in April that's available for that price. A lot of the other ones are 120,000 points each. So it can often be difficult to find this type of availability, but if you do, it can be a really, really good deal to fly down to South Africa for only 75,000 points. If you are Team One World, but you're like, I don't have any American Airlines miles, people kept telling me to get Amex cards and Capital One Venture and all of those other cards, and I just haven't gotten around to getting an American Airlines card or getting many Bilt points, there is a way around this. What I would do instead is search through Qantas, which is a partner with Amex, Citi, and Capital One. And then with Qantas, you can search from North America over to Africa for the full year, and then sort by business class lowest. And here you are once again going to find a ton of availability into Morocco. So let's say that you wanted to fly from JFK over to Morocco. Here it's going to cost a little bit more. It's going to cost 75,000 points per person each way in business class instead of 57,500, which was the price that we were seeing on American Airlines. But if you don't have any American Airlines miles, but you really want to go fly to Morocco, it might be worth paying 75,000 points for this as well. So let's say that we find a date that we like, and then over on Qantas.com, we would search for book a trip from JFK to Casablanca, and let's pick March 4. Make sure that you select use points and that you're flexible with dates, because that does tend to help, and then go ahead and click search flights. And then here you should see a flight for only 75,000 points flying from JFK over to Casablanca on the date selected. It's operated by Royal Air Maroc, and it's only 75,000 points plus $219 for a total trip duration of 7 hours. Now, would I do this? Probably not at that price, because it's just over the 10K rule that I usually have for myself, where if it's a 7 hour flight, I would be willing to pay up to 70,000 points per person each way for that flight. So I would be willing to pay 10,000 points per hour in business class. This is slightly over that. But once again, if you really want to take this flight and you don't have American Airlines miles, you haven't gotten any built points to transfer over or anything like that, this could be your best option. For the record as well, I checked British Airways, which is also a One World partner, and oftentimes if I find something on American Airlines, I will search for it on British Airways as well, just to see if I can get it for cheaper there. It was not available on British Airways for this particular date, and then if I click around a little bit, it wasn't really available on anything around that date either, so I don't think you're gonna have as much luck finding this particular route on British Airways as you would on American Airlines or Qantas.
If you're in the market for a new card to earn more points or status so that you can fly like this, but you're not sure what card to get next, we offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. We'll send you personalized recommendations based on your particular goals, budget, and lifestyle. Or, if you already know what card you want to get next, and you'd like to support this show when you apply for your next card, we have all of our affiliate links listed on geobreezetravel.com/cards. And you can also find that link in the description box. So, what do you do if you want to fly to a different country, like Egypt or Togo or Ethiopia? Turns out, Ethiopian Airlines is a partner of United and Air Canada and has tons of award availability in business class. Here's how to find it.
So by far, if you want to fly into Africa, most of the cities are going to be serviced by Star Alliance, and that's because of Ethiopian Airlines being part of Star Alliance. So on seats.aero, I would search through Air Canada, Aeroplan, and you can connect to cities like Casablanca, which we've gone over. You can connect to Cairo as well here if you wanted to fly Egyptian Airways, which I've heard not great reviews about, but that is an option as well. If you wanted to fly into Cote d'Ivoire, that is an option here as well. If you wanted to fly into Togo, that is an option. Addis Ababa through Ethiopia. A lot of these flights are going to be available because they're operated by Ethiopian Airlines. And then you have Johannesburg that's serviced by Star Alliance as well. So let's do a quick example with Air Canada. Let's say that you wanted to fly into Ethiopia. You can expect that it'll be generally around 82,000 points and that you would need to position over to Newark, JFK, or Washington, D.C. in order to take these flights. Let's say that you wanted to take this flight from Newark at the end of March. What you would do is go to aircanada.com, click one way, book with Aeroplan. From here, you are gonna search from Newark, New Jersey, to ADT Airport, the end of March, and just search for one adult for now. Then go ahead and search for flights. And then from here, we can sort by business class lowest. Avoid these where it says mixed cabin because a lot of times it's not going to be all the way in business class, plus these itineraries just are kind of unfortunate because there's two stops. So we can just say, let's look for non-stop flights or one stop or less. And then here we do see flights from New York through Toronto where it would be 83.6 thousand points. The entire thing is in business class. And the first part is operated by Air Canada. And then the second part is operated by Ethiopian Airlines. If you'd like a direct one stop, then you can go from New York over to Addis Ababa for 90,000 points as well. This is a 16 and a half hour flight, but part of that is going to be because you have a stop in Togo as well. So you might be required to leave the aircraft and just hang out in Togo for a little bit before continuing on because this is a Fifth Freedom flight operated by Ethiopian Airlines if you wanted to fly from Newark over to Togo. So that's how you would find these with Air Canada. Additionally, if you have a lot of United miles, you can find a lot of these through United as well. And it'll cost roughly the same, sometimes a little bit less. With Air Canada, we were seeing prices around 82,000. With United, it actually might be slightly cheaper. They do have routes from IAD over to Accra, Ghana for only 80,000 points. And some of these routes are going to be 88,000 points, like these ones over to Togo. One route that I do tend to see more availability with on United versus Air Canada is if you want to go to Johannesburg here as well. They have direct flights from Newark over to Johannesburg for 88,000 points per person each way in business class. If you wanted to search for this, then you would just go to united.com. You would search from Newark over to JNB. Pick the month that you like. You can even say flexible dates, say sometime in April in business class. And then go ahead and find flights. So then you should see a calendar like this where it'll show you which dates are going to have some saver space for 88,000 points. So what you'll do is click on that day on the calendar, sort by business class lowest, and then it'll show you this flight from Newark over through Togo into South Africa operated by Ethiopian Airlines. And these would involve two stops because they are going through Togo and then also Ethiopia into Johannesburg. So it is a long journey. This one's 24 hours. This one's 33.5 once you include all the layovers and everything. But if you would like to experience different airports, check out some different lounges on the continent of Africa, this is only going to be 88,000 miles plus $7.60 if you have a lot of United miles that you want to burn through. This is actually one of the better ways that I have found for using up your United miles.
Our last walkthrough is a little bit more complex to set up, but you can get a lot of time in business class while spending fewer points this way. And you can use it to fly to destinations like Algeria, Tunisia, Nigeria, Senegal, Tanzania, and the Seychelles. Speaking of, if you're interested in leveling up your points and miles game and getting more free trips and upgrades, we have a couple of options for you. The first one is the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon, which you can join starting at $5 through patreon.com/geobreezetravel. Each month, we prepare personalized step-by-step tutorials for the routes that our members request. We also provide open forum group coaching where you can ask any questions that you have about points, miles, and credit cards in general. And we talk through some of the different tricks that I'm not really supposed to mention on social media. And if you're looking to get even more free travel with points, and you're a business owner or individual who spends $100,000 or more per year on expenses, check out our one-on-one points portfolio management service. We typically save our clients $30,000 to $60,000 in travel in the first 6 to 12 months of working with our team. If that sounds like something that you would be interested in, book a free intro chat with us at geobreezetravel.com/intro call to learn more. Okay, here's a tutorial for how to use Turkish Airlines to fly to Africa.
If you're wanting to travel to Northern Africa, like Algeria, Tunisia, Egypt, anything like that, you can often find some really good flights through Air Canada that are operated by Turkish Airlines. So let's say that you wanted to go from Chicago over to Tunisia in December. It's gonna cost 90,000 points plus $112 Canadian in taxes and fees to fly from Chicago through Istanbul and then go over to Tunisia. Similarly, you can do the search for Algeria, sort by business class lowest, and it'll cost 90,000 from Chicago through Istanbul into Algeria. We can actually get this a lot cheaper if you have Capital One, City, or Built Points, and you can transfer them over directly to Turkish Airlines. They're going to charge less for this flight than Air Canada charges. However, both Air Canada and Turkish Airlines do not have a convenient calendar for searching for everything. Luckily, we have seats.aero for Air Canada, but we do not have that same option for Turkish. So if you want to use Turkish Airlines to travel into Africa, here's what I would do. I would open two separate windows for seats.aero. You're going to explore Air Canada, and on the first one, you are going to fly from North America over to Europe. Let's say that you're based in Chicago for this example. We would say Istanbul, Chicago, or Chicago, Istanbul, and let's say you want to go in December. These are the dates that you can pick from. And then on the second seats.aero window, you would show flights from Europe to Africa from Istanbul in 2024, December, same thing. So one of the downsides with seats.aero is it's not gonna show every combination. Like here, it's going to say most of the options to fly from Istanbul to Africa in December are going to be to Morocco or the Seychelles. That's just because those are the most popular searches that people have requested to search for on seats.aero. but we can see here that there is availability to go from Istanbul over to Algeria. We saw that option with Tunisia as well. It's just that those combinations were not available on seats.era. But if you want to find this for cheaper on Turkish Airlines, what you're going to want to do is line up the dates here to get from North America to Europe and Europe over to Africa. Let's start here. So let's say from Chicago over to Istanbul, we have most of the different dates in December. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9. And then there's a gap, and then the 28th and 30th. So anytime in early December right now. What you'll do is you'll go to turkishairlines.com, and then you are going to click on here, award, ticket, buy a ticket with miles. It is worth noting that before you do any of the searching with Turkish Airlines, you do need to make an account with them. Your password has to be six digits only. It can't have any repeating digits. It can't have sequential digits. It's a whole mess. But once you have a frequent flyer ID set up, then you can actually search for these flights like this. So since you are searching directly with Turkish, you're going to stay on this tab, award ticket. You're not going to go over to the star award ticket tab. Let's search one way for now. From Chicago. And then you can search to Istanbul first to make sure that you have availability for that first leg, which is going to be probably the more important leg. So let's say December 4th, one passenger in business class, search flights. And we do see the Saver Award space. We're looking for 45,000 points to get from Chicago to Istanbul. Once you find a date with that leg, then you can add on your second leg over to Africa. So let's say that we wanted to go to Tunisia. Modify the search. And here we do see some flights where it would only be 60,000 miles to fly from Chicago through Istanbul into Tunisia in business class with Turkish Airlines. This gets better though. So let's say that you're doing this search on seats.aero. So we have the Seychelles, which are over here, and they kind of have similar vibes to the Maldives. I've not been to either, but that's what people tell me. And I think the Seychelles are actually a little bit easier to get to with a lot of these award search tutorials. If you wanted to use Air Canada, because let's say you only have Chase and Amex points and you wanted to fly over to the Seychelles, that is gonna cost 110,000 points in business class. This one routes through Ethiopia rather than Istanbul. But that is on par with what we would expect because Air Canada has this handy award chart that says, if you're traveling between North America and the Atlantic zone, and Africa does fall squarely in the Atlantic zone, then if you're flying with a partner airline like Ethiopian and you're flying more than 8,000 miles, which to get from Chicago through Ethiopia down to the Seychelles is definitely more than 8,000 miles, then it's going to cost you 110,000 points. So that checks out here. But you can find this cheaper on Turkish. So back to our Turkish search, if we were to go from Chicago over to the Seychelles, you can modify the search there. Here it's very expensive on the 4th. I do not recommend paying 235,000 miles for this, but we can click around and see if there is something where it's cheaper. So let's go back a couple days to December 2nd. And here you can fly from Chicago through Istanbul over to the Seychelles for only 85,000 points per passenger one way in business class. It is a very long journey. You do have this 10-hour layover in Istanbul. I love Istanbul, so you can go explore for a night or leave the airport, sleep in a real hotel, stretch your legs, come back the next day. But it is 18 hours in Turkish Airlines business class, which is a fantastic business class product. And 85,000 miles is definitely better than 110,000 miles. And I would say most people would consider Turkish Airlines to be a nicer aircraft than what you're usually finding with Ethiopian Airlines. I have not flown Ethiopian, so once I do, I will give you guys a review of how the two compare, but at least on price, this one is definitely favorable.
I hope you found those tutorials useful. Suggestions for future topics are always welcome. In the meantime, if you enjoyed these tutorials, I think you will enjoy this video next.